go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin, the auto editor here at HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and I'm Ben Bolin. I am a video writer here at HowStuffWorks. I'm repressing a little bit of a laugh because we just looked at each other to figure out the intro.
Never know who starts.
We never know. We never know where it'll go. So we never know where it will go. Scott, can I tell you a story?
Please do.
It's a very short story.
Yeah. Does this involve the Monte Carlo?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Okay. That's good. Did you notice I had to think?
I promise you
100% Monte Carlo.
It's probably in there somewhere.
I promise.
I will not do it. Yeah. I'm going to listen for it.
All right. So I went on a little trip down to Warm Springs, Georgia.
In the Monte Carlo.
Nope.
Oh.
See, man? Now you're the one putting it in.
All right.
You can borrow my car if you want. It's okay. So we went down to a friend of mine went down with me to Warm Springs, Georgia, and that's the site of the Little White House, and that's where President Roosevelt, FDR, went for some polio treatments before and during his presidency. And it's a very interesting site. There's a lot of history there. But, of course, what kind of show is this, and what are we going to talk about? The cars, man. He had two especially well-maintained cars from about the late 30s. There was a 38 Ford, and there was one from Wiley. Am I saying that right?
I think it's Willys.
Willys. And these cars, since they are for the president, are not just your garden variety, wonderful-looking vintage car. They are kitted out. They've got some modifications.
What do you mean? Like bulletproofing?
You know, they don't let you shoot guns at the cars.
So you're not sure.
Well, I asked, but they said no.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
Yeah. But, I'm not sure. We didn't get to shoot at them. But they did have a very particular form of steering and driving that I had not really thought about before. And I thought it'd be interesting for us to talk about this. Mm-hmm. As you know, as FDR's polio progressed, he lost mobility in his legs. Mm-hmm. Conventionally, if you're driving a car back then, you need your feet to be able to operate the pedals.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you have
hand controls, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
He had hand controls?
Yes, he had hand controls
even way back then.
Blows my mind. That's a long time ago.
That is. It must have been a pretty elaborate system in order to make it work, right?
It did seem so, but got me thinking, cogitating, I guess.
Sure.
If you want to talk fancy.
Ciphering,
yeah. That little light bulb over my head, the dimmer switch went up. and then I realized, of course, people are using this. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's not just for someone who has difficulty due to polio, but any number of life situations. And then I thought, hey, why don't Scott and I check this out?
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and I don't know about you, man, but I found a lot of stuff.
There was far more than I thought there would be on this. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen what you call a standard hand control for many, many years, maybe 25 years. I had a friend in high school whose father required the use of hand controls in his car later in his life, and he had a big luxury car, a Continental of some kind or something like that.
Okay.
And he had the hand controls that mounted I think it was to the lower right of the steering wheel, the type where you would push down to accelerate and forward towards the steering column to brake.
Okay.
And that was it. That was the extent of the hand controls.
Go and stop.
Yeah, go and stop. And it was a real simple thing that could be moved from car to car. Didn't require any tools. I think it had wing nuts on the back that would attach to the pedals themselves.
I see. Okay.
Purely mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no electronics involved in this at all. It was just something that could be, dependent on the design of the steering column, steering wheel, and things like that, the center console. But fairly easily moved from vehicle to vehicle. But again, very basic. And I'm sure it was a lot simpler in design than the one you saw for FDR.
The one for FDR was essentially the same principle, but I didn't, I only asked once if they would let me mess with the car, but they wouldn't.
Did you drive it?
Yes, Scott. Yes, I drove it back to Atlanta.
I would ask.
I've been trying to find where to park it.
It never hurts. Sometimes
it never hurts.
They just may let you.
You know, I'm waiting for that time.
You know, I think they have to. They probably have to, you know, kind of stretch those cars a little bit every now and then, drive them a little bit. I know they have to do that. So
they have to do some sort of.
Why not you?
Yeah. Why not me?
Why not you?
I should come back with a T-shirt that says, "Why not me?"
If you were there on the right day and you asked, they just might let you do it.
Maybe you, my friend, you have a little bit more of a way with people than I do.
I used to ask if I could drive my school bus to school.
Really?
Yeah, I pestered the bus driver like crazy. Never happened, though.
Well, no, it didn't.
But it seemed like a reasonable request at the time.
How old were you, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I was a little too old to be riding the bus.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't have a car at the time. So.
Were you out of high school? Or
no.
On the bus?
No. But I was close to being out of high school, but I had a desire to drive that bus to school or home.
Now, when we go into this situation, I'm sorry, Scott. I don't know where to help you out on the school bus thing.
Oh, that's okay.
I never had the chance.
I thought that was already over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't give up yet, man. It's a big world out there. There are a lot of buses.
Okay.
Some of them may be hand-operated, but maybe. I don't know. I doubt it because there are already a lot of hand controls.
Mm-hmm.
We could do something different on school buses. But with hand-operated acceleration and braking, what was surprising to me was just the sheer amount of different ways that people have translated this foot motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you're talking about, essentially the joystick,
is
a really common one, which you called it the standard, right? And then there are...
I think it is. I mean, it's just rods, really, that attach physically to the pedals.
It's all mechanical.
It's all mechanical, and it's just a matter of the way that those rods are jointed in order to make... You know, the motion makes sense. You push down, you push down, which acts like your foot would push down on the accelerator, and the same thing with your brake.
And there are a couple of other just mechanical solutions, not maybe to take it entirely to the hands, right?
Yeah, there's other. I mean, if you want, there's also steering controls. You know, like the spinner knob that you would find on old tractors.
See, I've seen those in a couple of cars, mm-hmm. and I just thought they were so cool.
Well, a lot of hot rodders had those back in the 40s, 50s, 60s. It was kind of a popular accessory to add to a hot rod was a spinner wheel that you could mm-hmm. attach to it. And it's kind of like the thing that you'd see on a tractor. You know, it's just something you could grab with your hand and move it all the way around the wheel, and it would pivot with your hand. But I guess the idea was that you had your other arm free to put around your special lady.
In the hot rod.
In your hot
not,
rod.
Not in your tractor.
That's right. Not, well, maybe in your tractor. I don't know. It just depends on what part of the country you're from.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, so there's that, and there's also something called an amputee spinner, which is different. It has almost like an eye hook at the top, which allows, I would guess, a hook hand to be able to fit through that eye hook and allow someone to spin the wheel the same way.
Right, some sort of prosthetic.
Exactly, and there's something called a palm spinner, which you can put your palm in if you don't have the dexterity to bend your fingers in order to grab the wheel or grasp the wheel, but you can move your arm in that way. You can do that. And there's also, you know, a different type of pins and forks and things that you can add to your steering wheel. And in addition to that, I found one that was a left-foot gas pedal.
A left foot gas pedal.
A left foot gas pedal.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's super simple in its design. It's something that bolts to the floor of your car, so this is a little more permanent.
Okay.
Bolts to the floor of your car, and what it does is it shifts the gas pedal over to the left side. Just again, this is just a mechanical linkage that goes. I believe it goes behind the brake pedal, but I may be wrong on that. At least under the brake pedal, for an automatic car setup. So you can imagine shifting the pedal stays right where it is. Both pedals do. You add this device that then moves an additional pedal to the left side of that. So you can use your left foot for acceleration and braking. So if you didn't have a right foot or if you had no use of your right foot, you'd still be able to drive at least an automatic transmission car.
Or you'd be able to at least put it in any car, hopefully, depending on the floorboard.
Yeah. I mean, not a manual shift. Not a standard shift because, you know, the clutch would be in the way.
Yeah, I would get in a wreck on that one without the practice.
I would think so.
But they do have driver. Should we talk about that?
That
if you get one of these devices, a lot of stuff we're saying sounds kind of complicated, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can't do it in a manual, too many pedals.
You can.
You can?
Yeah, go ahead and finish your thought and I'll
Even more so, if it's in a manual, that kind of complication, because when people learn to operate pedals with their feet, mm-hmm. we're sort of learning what almost like muscle memory. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if you always use a right-handed mouse or left-handed mouse, switching around is confusing. So luckily, there are courses that people have to take before they're out on the road.
Yeah, a lot of times when you buy any of these, they give you driver instruction along with them because it does take a lot of practice. I don't know if you've ever tried to drive an automatic transmission where you're braking with your left foot and accelerating with your right foot. It's dangerous, you know, if you don't know how to do it because you can end up hitting both at the same time and there can be a lot of problems. But you get an idea that, you know, when you push the brake with your left foot instead of your right foot, you know, taking it off the gas and then hitting the brake.
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll find that the motion that you use is just far greater. It's more accentuated than you think. So you may stab at the brake and the car will abruptly stop. And it's just not as smooth. You don't have that rhythm until you do practice with these things. And I'm sure that, you know, the hand controls are the same way. I never tried to drive with my friend's father's car with the hand controls. I think he tried. My friend did.
Did he?
And I think he was, you know, okay, successful with it, you know, with his dad in the car beside him. But I never attempted it, and I would bet that it was difficult to do.
Oh, man, now I know the one you're talking about, one for the manual.
you were thinking about that the whole time.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you do it.
All right. Well, there's one that I stumbled across here, and I think the company's out of business. And I'm not – I can't guarantee that, but, I mean, a search turned up nothing on it. There's a company called Ready Autosport that had controls that were used in sports cars and trucks. And this allowed you to drive a manual transmission car with the use of without the use of your legs. Mm-hmm. So you could do this all by hand, which I thought was pretty interesting because I'd never, ever seen this until just a couple days ago when we found this. The way it works is there's an accelerator ring that's behind the wheel, behind the steering wheel. So imagine if you were to grasp your steering wheel and extend your fingers outwards towards the dash, it would be right within reach of your fingertips. So you'd be able to pull that towards you to accelerate. So that takes place at the accelerator, of course. The brake is handled by a handbrake that's down and to the right that you push down or something like that. But it's a handbrake that you have to let go of the accelerator and push down. Now this is what makes it really unique. On the gear shift, there was a switch that that's clutch control. So if you're on the gear shift, you've got a kind of a finger trigger that allows clutch operation, allows you to shift gears, which I thought was really interesting. I've never seen that before in my life, but I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. It would probably take an awful lot of getting used to be able to shift with your finger.
Yeah.
Or use the clutch with your finger and then shift and then let go of that and accelerate with your hand again. It seems like an odd operation to do and also try to tie braking in with all that.
Yeah. Well, I get, you know, it seems odd because we know how to drive conventional stick.
Yeah.
You know, or conventional manual, rather. If you're just learning how to drive, it might actually make a lot of sense.
It might. So. It might be easier than we think. One thing that I did, they answered the question that I had because I was wondering what would happen in a panic situation. If the car would stall, if you would have, you know, you'd be in the wrong gear at the wrong time. And the way they handle that is there's a micro switch at the, and I'm reading from their release here. There's a micro switch in the brake pedal that senses a panic stop. And by the brake pedal, I believe they mean the handbrake.
Okay.
Because there's a handbrake instead. So when you hit what they call a panic stop, it automatically depresses the clutch. I guess it tells it it's fat or something like that. And it you got that. That
Scott was quick. Benjamin, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. It's just right in that. No, it so anyways, this thing, without the joke, automatically depresses the clutch, and it cuts out the accelerator so the car won't stall. So they have all this planned out, you know, all this thought through, like what happens if they've done their testing. Mm-hmm. Apparently, like I said, I can't find them online anymore, so I don't know if they're around. Maybe this product was taken over by another company. I don't know how all that works, but it's probably still out there some way.
And there are a lot of other hand control. We see a lot of variations on this theme mm-hmm. where there are additional functionalities added into the basic hand control or the joystick kind of thing. You know, there's a place for horn. And you know, what's interesting is that maybe a few decades ago, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have seen this idea coming into the mainstream. But more and more we're seeing it now because people realize there are some safety benefits to having more stuff around where the hands already are mm-hmm. in the steering wheel. Now, for basic cars, for instance, you can find some cars that have radio controls or the audio controls, and then maybe even the cruise control.
Yeah, there's a lot of push buttons on a steering wheel at this point, and that's just to keep your hands on the wheel. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny about that is at first when you get in that vehicle, it may seem difficult to learn, you know, how to change the radio, how to set the cruise control without looking, but there are cues in those buttons. If you really think about it, take a look at them when you get at home. There may, you know, one button may have a depression that another one doesn't.
Right.
And one may have a little raised area that the other one doesn't on purpose so that you can feel that.
Without looking.
Yeah. Or, you know, if it doesn't, how hard is it to learn three buttons on each side? You know, that's not all that difficult. And it, just with any of these other systems, you just have to learn and practice and you'll get better at it, over time. And eventually you won't have to look in order to operate those.
And there are, beyond just operating acceleration braking with the hands or having controls convenient to the driver's position at the steering wheel, there's a huge market for other modifications to the drivers. You know, people have customized seats if there's some particular, maybe a back condition, or if there's a height issue, there are also extenders that come out from the pedals, which is still foot operated.
Oh, sure, yeah. Little people use blocks almost on the accelerator and brake pedals. We have some friends in Michigan that use this, and you know the seats are different. They have different padding, and they're way far forward. I don't know what that does for the airbag use or not. You know, how that's handled, because
that's a good question.
They would have to be right on the steering wheel, and I would think that would be dangerous. So I don't know how that's handled. I haven't asked. But yeah, the simple use of like these extenders on the pedals helps out a lot. You can drive a regular full size vehicle of your choice. It doesn't matter what it is. But like you mentioned, the seats, there are also ramps that wheelchairs can access.
Yeah.
They can drive. You can ride right up into the back of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Motor right on up to the front and get right in the seat. And that way you're out of the elements. You know, if it's rain, snow, whatever it is, even heat. The seat thing, that's kind of a big deal because a lot of them have so many power adjustments that make it, I think there's probably a lot that can go wrong with them, but when they're working right, that must be pretty nice.
It might be too much technology for me, man, honestly. I remember seeing my mom and my dad hop in this car they had where it was, you could customize the seating positions.
Oh, okay.
So they could tell from which key was inserted in the ignition.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would watch this person sit on this seat as it started to shift to their liking.
Sure. So your dad gets in and he's kissing the windshield and turns the key and then suddenly goes back to where he's in the right position.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And see, I get some flack from some people because they say that I ride a little too close to the windshield.
In what?
You're not going to trick me. It's very good.
Very clever, Mr. B. Okay.
But my deal is I just want to see what's going on.
Okay.
I don't care about looking cool.
You need a truck.
I need a truck. I need something taller.
Yeah. I'm trying to get lower. You're trying to get higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we figured it out.
Yeah.
But even with, I'm not a person right now who has reduced mobility in their legs, but something about the way this is laid out, it makes more sense to me than using my feet. If I was trying to think from the perspective of someone who does not drive and is learning to drive, it would seem like it was a little bit more logically laid out.
You're from the video game generation.
I'm from
Yeah, that's it. That's probably it. You've got a lot of hand-eye coordination, and you're probably used to using those controllers with 35 buttons on them anyways, right?
Right, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. I could understand how some people would feel more comfortable with all the controls in the hands.
Hmm.
I don't know. There were cars in the past that used a lot more foot motion than they do now.
True.
They've scaled that back. And I know things like, that's a crazy example, but like a helicopter or something like that, where you're using left and right foot and both your hands at the same time, and I think you're even doing something with your neck.
Yeah, it's an immersive experience. But
yeah.
And then
I don't
also
know. I'm not sure.
There have historically been, at least in the auto world, there have been some less than stellar examples of forays into button pushing, you know,
yeah.
like the famous Edsel button push on the gear shift, right?
Yep, and, you know, there's also some concept cars that have, like, a stick control, almost like the old airplanes had.
Yeah.
And those haven't really seemed to go anywhere either.
We should check in with boats, see what that's about.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, while we go off and do that, we hope that you guys have had a good time listening to our show about hand-operated acceleration and braking. I'm sold on it. Scott, you say it's because I'm from the video game generation.
I think so, because I think I would find it extremely difficult. Mm. Yep.
All right, Scott, so let's say the people are curious. They want to know more about hand-operated acceleration or braking. They want to know more about customized vehicles. Anything automotive related, would you say it's fair for them to go to our website?
Of course they can go to our website. There's plenty of information about just about anything they want to know about the automobile. So go to HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. And be sure to check out the new High Speed Stuff blog, now on the HowStuffWorks homepage.